ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗೀತಾ ಪ್ರಬೋಧನಿ, ಕಾನ್ಸೈಸ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸುಖಿದಾಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಜಿ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 9 ವರ್ಸ್ 7-10 ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸಲ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 9 ವರ್ಸ್ 7 ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಿ ಕೌಂತೆಯ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಯಾಂತಿ ಮಾಮಿಕಾಂ ಕಲ್ಪಾಕ್ಷಯೇ ಪುನಸ್ತಾನಿ ಕಲ್ಪಾದೌ ವಿಸೃಜಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಓ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕುಂತಿ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಕಲ್ಪ, ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೋಟಲ್ ಡಿಸಲ್ಯೂಷನ್, ಆಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಮೈ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ, ದ ಪ್ರೈಮ್ ಕಾಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಕಲ್ಪ, ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ಐ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಅಗೇನ್. Comment. Not being in the state as described in previous verse, then what situation does the individual goes to, the Lord is explaining in this verse. At the total dissolution time, all beings bound by prakriti, individual nature, along with their own karma, actions, merge with God's prakriti. While being one with Prakriti, when their karmas become ready for fruition, then God makes the resolve that He wants to appear in many forms, Bahushyam Prajayaya, Chandogya Upanishad, 6th Prapathaka, 2nd Khanda, 3rd verse. With that, there is a start of new creation. At the beginning of new creation, God gives the beings the human body according to the fruits of their karmas in order to purify them. Chapter 9, verse 8 Prakritim swam avasthabhya visrajami punah punah bhutah gramam imam kratsnam avasham prakriter vashat. By controlling my nature, Prakriti, I bring forth again and again all the multitude of beings at the beginning of Kalpa according to their respective nature. Comment. Prakriti is indescribable, uncommon and special power of God. By accepting that His own Prakriti brings forth the creation. The reason is that whatever changes happen in nature, creation, destruction, beginning and end, all is happening in Prakriti only and not in God. Therefore, God creates the universe by using ever-changing Prakriti. In doing this, God does not have a lack of capability or dependence or weakness, even though God has full control over Prakriti. He does not have any attachment or doership. God creates only those beings which are bound by Prakriti or who have made a relationship with Prakriti. Chapter 9, verse 9 Nacha mam tani karmani nibhadnanti dhananjaya ಉದಾಸೀನ ವದಾಸೀನಂ ಅಸಕ್ತಂ ತೇಷು ಕರ್ಮಸು. ಓ ಧನಂಜಯ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ದೋಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಬೈಂಡ್ ಮೀ, ಫಾರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೀಟಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಅನ್ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್. ಅ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್ and the sense of doership. But God neither has attachment to actions, nor to the fruits, nor He has a sense of doership. Therefore, He is not bound by actions such as creation, etc. Chapter 9, verse 10 मयाध्यक्षेन प्रकृति सूयते सचराचरम् हेतुनानेन कौन्तेय जगत् विपरिवर्तते। ओ सन् ऑफ कुंती अर्जुन, अंडर माय सुपरविशन नेचर प्रकृति ब्रिंग्स इनटू बीइंग द होल क्रिएशन बोथ एनिमेट एंड इनएनिमेट। एज अ रिजल्ट द वर्ल्ड अंडरगोस वेरियस चेंजेस। कमेंट, नेचर प्रकृति brings into being the whole creation, both animate and inanimate, by receiving power from God. It means that all actions happen in Prakriti only and not in God. Though many changes occur in Prakriti, but God ever remains the same. In the same way, God's fragment, Jivatma, the embodied soul, always remains unattached and free of bondage. Under the supervision of God, Prakriti creates the universe, but the embodied soul, being controlled by one's own Prakriti, whirls in the circle of birth and death. It means that God is independent, but his fragment, Jivatma, becomes dependent because of the desire for pleasure. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.